From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. UN accuses Syria of crimes against humanity. Massive extermination of detainees. That's what the United Nations investigators accuse Syria of carrying out today, alleging that it amounts to a crime against humanity. The UN investigation said the government of President Bashar al-Assad is holding tens of thousands of detainees from its civilians' population at any one time, and that thousands more have disappeared after their arrests or gone missing after being abducted by armed groups. The Turkish government refuses to admit 25,000 Syrian refugees, the first in a wave of civilians fleeing an offensive by the regime of President Bashar al-Assad in the northern Aleppo countryside. Turkish officials say their country has reached the limit on the number of Syrian refugees it can admit. Syrian rebels in northern Syria have come under an intense week-long bombing campaign by Russian warplanes. One young rebel fighter talks to VOA's Jamie Detmer about his ordeal and why he and many other fighters are withdrawing from the battlefront.
For almost a quarter of his young life, 20-year-old Ahmed has been a fighter, but the fight has gone out of him. After enduring 400 airstrikes in 4 days in the villages of the northern countryside of Aleppo, where a devastating Syrian government offensive has been pressed, he withdrew from the front line along with 100 of his comrades. He says morale has dropped to rock bottom and militia commanders are trying to boost the confidence of the fighters. There is talk of forming a new Aleppo army, uniting the more moderate, less religious-based militias aligned to the Western-backed Free Syrian Army. Jamie Detmer for VOA News.